Please mention the date.
This is November 8th, 1992. Are we on to a new tape?
Tape number two.
Tape number two.
Thank you.
Well, look around this little town. There would be at least 450, 500 houses for sale. Where will they end up? These ones are already going into bankruptcy. What is this going to do to the prices? Obviously, they're going to bottom out, aren't they? And when is this going to happen? Very soon. Because you've been told, and you've already witnessed it, one bank couldn't make it until after the election. The rest are being shored up until the payoffs are done. And then there'll be some little branches, you see, that do survive, and they will go ahead and process money. I didn't say act as a bank. I said process money. There are 100 of the banks waiting to fold. The FDIC cannot handle it. Cannot handle anything. It's already bankrupt. So they lied to you. But I don't want to get into the banking. I just want you to consider what is going to happen. And it always doesn't look like it's going in your direction, and it won't. But you do. If you're intelligent, in wisdom, you weigh the possibilities. And I will repeat to you, when one's asked for input in sincere desire to serve, other than in greedy, I want to hang on to everything and make my way at the expense of anybody, I'm sorry. You might as well lose right off the bat. I will not help such a game. But when one's asked in sincere desire to get through this, then you're going to get it. You're going to get the help that we can see. There won't be any perfect way for any one person. Don't you think they think it's perfect the way it's going at the level of the elite? And when one say, why don't you just show up and straighten this out? For who? For you? Or for them? Who is you and who are they? And who are you to judge that they don't deserve what you deserve? God doesn't work as does your judicial system. God is just and always responds. Always responds when petitioned. So you have to think out there in front of you. It's going to be done in the way of the human. There are no lessons to be learned by somebody else doing it for you. So I will guard and I will guide. I will also discipline. And I will not fudge just to make it easy on you. If you cannot pull yourself out of your self-centered selfishness of me, so that everything that happens somehow was done just to get even with you, you're going to be stuck in that. The gifts flow when you give selflessly. When you share selflessly, always knowing that you are all there is, so you have to come to rightness with self. And we're going to get there. Stick with me, perchance I be who I say I am. And it will unfold. Or go your way. For this is not some sort of cult that holds you and binds you. Only by heart intent causes you to be here or in service to someone who sent you, to whom you've given your power. But that be for you. There will be found no subterfuge here. And that's why I have to caution all of you who work here that you do not lump all within as a commune. You're like a family. Does that mean that you eat and breathe everything the other members of the family does? No. And yet you will watch what happens. Let some group who would like to survive do something, and all the press and everyone else comes down on them. Let the Catholic Church do it, and it's a magnificent new enterprise. It's called a monastery. You're going to find that the leader of this massive bastardized movement will come exactly as Nostradamus said, right out of Rome. The leader of this will come under the guise of the Pope of the Holy Church of Rome. And that should happen before the turn of the century, because they're all bound together in one elite ruling desire. The real Catholic Church will also rise. And maybe I'll let Father Cleary explain the difference to you at some time other than that. But it's coming down, and unfortunately, I see no real efforts to stop it from unfolding as it is. But you haven't even really begun to fight. And it can't be with guns. I hope that you're allowed the time before the guns are thrust upon you already. Does this mean you can't defend yourself? No, I would expect you to defend yourself. But I hope that you will use wisdom in what you use with which to defend yourself. You better do it with truth, because you don't have a weapon in your possession that can stand against anything now that they have. It's serious time. It's been for quite a while. and you're stuck in this experience, you're going to finish it. And I'm not going anywhere, not on my spaceship or anywhere else in ship out. We made an agreement, and we're in it together, and I intend to stick the course. And I don't intend to buffer the truth to soothe you ones who might be disappointed from time to time. I have to repeat, nothing holds you here by force. But ones are hearing. I have precious ones who understand. I have one I'm going to share with you, bits and pieces, as we go along. I have overly read the first writing this day. From the perception of the native, he's my brother. He's called Silverhawk. And he understands what is presented in the Pleiades connections about light and God and atomic molecules. And we're going to share it. And I think rather than overload this day, I will ask Oberle to look at today's writing, come down past Ken Kuhn's very insightful, gifted poem, and read the portion that I wrote.
I'm sorry, Commander, I'm not exactly sure where you want it. Did you want me to read the Genesis and that part from Silverhawk, or did you wish me to go back to the beginning just past the poem?
The latter.
All right.
We'll look at our time when we get to Genesis.
Readers and listeners, this is your story entwined with mine, only in the higher level of soul journey into Source. I, as teacher guide, act as conduit for knowledge, and that knowledge must come in a manner which is acceptable in perception of that which is. Prophets tell of that which shall come to pass. Mine is more the bringing of understanding of that which has passed, and a display of those things which have borne you up or pulled you down. These are things unneeding of faith in the seen or the unseen, but writings of truth that your perception can handle that which is, and make your directions fitting for journey through that knowledge. Could I be a prophet? Indeed, and so I am. However, a prophet but speaks of that which will come, and lest you change your manifested expression, that which will come has already been written for this play. Mine, then, is to allow you to see that which is unfolding in a way that must be seen in truth, not illusion of wishes. Fantasies are those thoughts of imaginings upon which unreality is based. Dreaming in perspective into that which can be an experience is the thought through which new directions in manifestation expression can be achieved. Indeed, it must be achieved. If man focuses his creative thoughts in oneness, a thought unity, the form creates itself. I am your co-experiencer. But you are the physical aspect at this time of travel, which must function as the doers, for man cannot understand reality otherwise. If ye be honest and true in your intent in direction and service, you wish it not otherwise, for you have come to do it. I am that which guides and responds and will bring you safely into port. gray aliens from the cosmos, reptilians from some distant galaxy. If this be your dream, so be it. However, reality is that you become your illusion and are destined to experience it. The moment you realize and seize your power of expression and creation, you will build the dream to glory and dance that vision awake into experience and expression. There is only one reality unto which to awaken, and that is unto lighted God of creation. For you are experiencing in expression manifest that thought of God which is actually the dream. When you truly awaken unto reality, it will be beyond mere measures to change of your neighbor or your government or even the adversary, for you will find that all that can be changed and awakened is self. So, will all mankind be awakened? You have no way to know that which is a souled being from that which is not. So why effort to sort? God shall do the sorting. You must do the discerning within the experience so that all may receive, and then there shall be no problem for you, will there? If, however, you do not believe or serve in total presentation, how can you expect another to receive? If you do not hold in thine depth of reality, truth of your beingness, you shall be tossed and turned upon the waves of doubt until your downfall. For only physical expression is based upon doubts and fears of the reality of God Creator. You ones ponder upon one such as Bogrites as example. What of one, Bogrites? Did you not gain in the experience of perceived goodness and service? Did you not begin to recognize your strength as a citizen of humanity and the nation through the gifts of this man? Is it so difficult to grow above the perceived defects and flaws of human character expressed in human physical form? Why do you expect another man to be perfection? Perfection comes when the doubts are removed, and this man never claimed perfection, only service in the manner he could see would work to restore your nation. He expressed his perception of God and Christ as he recognizes it in the process of himself awakening. Shall I throw him out on his ear because he didn't fully understand and revert to the anger and ego and reverted to the anger and ego of man? To move away from me must be by his own choice, for God is not finished with him yet, and perfection comes only when God projects perfection. At this time, upon your earth mass, man will not follow perfection, for you fear it and refuse to allow self within the circle of perfection. You ask, why do I not appear and make it right? Because only the very minute numbers of your fragments would accept it. Do I claim perfection in my own role in this journey? No, for I experience as your elder brother, and my mission must share in the very things of earth expression. Am I perfect? I am, and therefore, what more is there to be? Am I a thought, a reality, a form, a vision? I am all of those things, for I am. Can an alcoholic slip and fall from the wagon? Then cannot a man slip and fall via his doubts? Can you not help that person up from his fallen state and renew him? Even if he be evil, can you not lift him up and show him the way in your own strength? Or is it possible that you do not yet have stability and strength? Shall I abandon you who effort so hard because the doubt crosses the mind and slows your steps? Can you not realize that at best, regaining of your nation is but a step and can be achieved through many routes and via many men? Renewal actually comes through the very actions of the evil expressions. For first they had to become degraded enough for you to even see the deterioration of your state of being. In most instances of your brother who does not see, and we who speak out do not point it out unto you, it is missed, and the gallows are sprung in your unknowing and misery. Indeed, Chiles, if all were perfection, there would be no need for the experience. Ponder it. If a man refuses intentionally to recognize his source and the laws as absolute, not voted in to suit physical expression and luxurious comfort and physical senses, then that becomes the individual between the one and God and is not your business. You do not judge, but neither do you continue a wrong way journey, if indeed you are seeking higher understanding, freedom, and God. Further, all things in any physical experience must be handled for the best and highest good of all of that which represents the highest cause. Because of the free will status of man, changes must be made, sometimes instantly, in the focus on the goal of highest cause toward truth, love, freedom, and God. In all instances, God must take first claim and expression, but note well that the laws of God must be followed even unto force of expression. To stand, chelas, to the death for a purpose which in its formation and carry through must utilize things such as war and weapons of war for fulfillment, is not of God. This battle into freedom and truth of higher experience of man beings will be done through the way of God, or it shall not be done. It will require faltering step, following step, unity and supporting that which serves until the expression is reached in proper sequence and order. Sometimes the way requires less than that which we would like or desire, but we grow into perfection through experience and did things not occur exactly as they have. Can the proper ones who will ultimately serve in the highest leadership find their way? To judge another is tantamount to your own fall. Why? Because you can only judge according to your own level of ego expression, and often the projection of that expression becomes most visible in the heat of having one's own status questioned or stricken. It is the great among you who can rise beyond the discipline of a father for his whole family and not simply for the one who wishes all the attention and glory. God does not pass out medals and trinkets to adorn a uniform chest to show to the world as honor. God puts stars in a crown of glory for service well done, and therein lays the honor into infinity, not through but one expression of experience. Crusades and Inquisitions. These are evil expressions in the name of God and nation. Actually, it is but evil in full expression against God and all that Christ God stands for. These wars are but expression of human evil upon brother. So if a person wears a banner and shield, medals for valor given in honor for breaking of God's laws, it is a false ego expression to be wept over, not acclaimed. If a person be given royal titles and high position for evil deeds, then he has slipped into the trap of the evil adversary. God's realms have no titles or royalty. If a speaker pronounces otherwise, that speaker is false, and the speaker beyond the receiver is false in the sense that it is in service unto the adversary. For God's representatives as hosts and guides bear no titles or homage unto themselves. As I have said before, do not get on your knees unto me, for then I have to take to my knees in order to lead or serve you. If you sit upon your assets and refuse to act, then I must sit upon yours also, and nothing is achieved except further service to the adversary of life, that one which represents only physical expression. Some who wish to pound upon Colonel Greitz are calling him a phony savior. Well, let me tell you something loudly and clearly. All saviors are by identification and definition phony. There are no saviors to save anything, or more specifically, anyone. If there's going to be any saving going on, you will do it for yourself. This includes your constitution and your nation. Was Colonel Greitz placed in this position as a decoy? What difference does it make? He served you well in giving you truth, no matter what was his actual purpose. It is hard to rise beyond that which was. What was? Well, for starters, one who thinks killing off some 400 of God's children simply because they were somehow opposing that which you were told was proper makes you a killer, one who murders. That is hardly recommendation for God's medals. Those ones murdered were no different from patriots who are murdered. They believed that that upon which they gave their lives was proper and correct, or forced by bigger power bearers. If one receives self's forgiveness and still feels that murder is a solution to a problem, then the forgiveness was erroneous indeed. You see, God does not judge. He awaits self's judgment of self. What is being worked at here, be it realized or not, if you take the way of the warriors who battle with toys of destruction, is a revolution of violence which in its own definition cannot be won by you, the people. The weapons to be used against you will go beyond the toys of other wars. Does it mean that you cannot defend selves? Of course you may defend self and family, etc. But if you think you're going to do so against an army who has greater weapons than do you, you will fall. This is true for planet, nation, or individual. Beau called Perot a billion-dollar clown. Oh, how so? Is it greater for a man with $1 billion to offer service using his money than for a man who claims only service to say such a judgmental thing of another? Is it not possible that Perot can represent honor in a world wherein abundance can also reflect God in love and country and brother? I make no comment to either. You think upon it. Can a man not awaken into reality and thereby learn, be shown the way? Which is wiser, to live by a good code of ethics in a bastardized world, or to live by simply killing your opponents and blasting that which represents the unobtained? What mean I by this? To denounce me as a reptilian chameleon, and thus and so, he simply lashed out in his own disbelief in his hopes that I would not be who I say I am. If you are wise, you will not treat him or me as God. I do not ask to be your God, and you will not shift such a responsibility upon me when it is yours to bear. Each one will find his godness in that garden alone. I can only stand and watch you. Correction. I can only stand watch with you. This is all the man from Galilee could do. Stand watch with you and show you the way. He could not save you by his blood, for it must be by your own that salvation comes. He could love and petition grace and mercy upon your ignorance. Father, they know not what they do. But he did not ever once suggest he was your Savior. Man has projected that lie upon you to keep you from finding your truth within God. Chila, so very much God, good and insight has flowed via this experience. Do not dwell upon it. Move on and use that which was gifted unto you by the very giving hands of ones you perceive to be evil, much more those who claim goodness. Each serves and you know not his contract. Sometimes one have to make a contribution in order to rectify that which came before. If a man cannot bring himself to recognize the presence of God and hosts, is it different from your own perception? Are you not waiting for confirmation from one you admire and respect so that then perhaps you too can believe? This man recognized my presence without doubt. He simply cannot relate to my state of being. I am caused to fit into an assumption far more easily dealt with by a warrior. In other words, I can wipe out a reptilian lizard but I cannot wipe out God. This is the hard reality of recognizing saviors who aren't and seemingly fail you. What really causes the anger is that I did not fail either him or you, the people, in order to soothe a singular ego in pain, so as with the child who says to mother, I hate you, so the child tells the father, I hate you and reject you, and you are a snake, and I will hit you and denounce you, and thus and so, praying that father will stand strong and wise and prove to be the father he is. We may never again have warm relationship, but we have respect, and therein lies truth, for without respect there's nothing. There is a quotation on your place. It is better to do something wrong than do nothing. I remind you that if you do something within the laws of God, it will never be wrong, and only through actions will God recognize the man. Further, if you ask for guidance in the name of God, in intent from heart, it will be given, and very, very often it will certainly not be as you thought it would be or even wanted. May this knowledge rest with thine every day forever. How else can I be given ability to express these lessons without the allowance of voice? How else can I make myself known to you except through these very experiences? If I fail you in opportunity for lessons in truth, then I am no better than the adversary. If I do not speak truth and righteousness in the face of pain and distress, then how can I be worthy of leading anything? If I be a father who is ruled by the ignorance of the child, I have destroyed my own child. The child may abdicate, I as father shall not. Nor shall I relinquish my command unto an angry soldier striking out because he was misled by the religious preachers come before. I tell you, the doctrines of your man-made churches are evil. Bo, for instance, comes into religion through a more recent combination of Mormon, Baptist, and identity teachings, etc. Now, wouldn't that confuse you? The Mormon Church is simply a major branch of the Controller's Alliance. Through controlled instruction and ritual and so on, through the network of soul thieves and deceivers. If you place your belief on that of human expression, then you shall be trapped within it. The Mormon Church, moreover, is but a branch hidden of that which once, of that which become the One World Order's ruling head, the Pope of Rome. Does this make the Mormon participant evil? No, it represents that he is in ignorance and is refusing or simply following instructions not to listen to other. He is being a good little follower in a club of choice. It is very hard to break out of that club of choice because, once in, because you have sworn on your own honor to not leave or divulge the secrets. Do I condemn? Yes. The actions, not the man, involved. When you learn this, Chelas, in your own expressions, you will have attained the major step in the path toward God. Next, you accept that which is, and then discern wisely how to adjust it to set the course to truth. First of all, however, you must know and see what is. Chaos, peace. We speak of this as a time of chaos, Kali. Well, this is only the chaos of this particular time and expression. All times have chaos. Each moment of experience is one of potential chaos and potential peace. You choose the moment to moment, from moment to moment, that which will it be. This is true of all segments of experience of each and every perceived civilization and manifested expression. Moreover, if you prepare as chaos is thrust upon you, you have no chaos. You have peace and expectation and not worry and anticipation. Most Each moment passes, and this one too shall pass, for time is an expression of experience in your dimension only, and through that expression all things change, or there would be no experience. In any perceived moment, you will either experience chaos, peace, fear, sorrow, joy, etc., as you so choose. There can be great joy in the midst of overwhelming sorrow. Grieving is necessary. Self-pity is chosen. Or, as given so often, pain is necessary. Misery is chosen. Norma, I would like to wrap up this writing with the beginning of the words, "In the Winds of God" by Michael Silverhawk, my brother and above all my friend. Understand something, Chilas, if I only reach one, I have reached all, and thus are we so advanced, for we have reached many, and this brother understands. Only fragments are remaining to be expressed. Genesis. Shall I continue?
Yes. I believe that we have time. And it's a new journey. It's a journey through the eyes and understanding of one who has walked with the Great Spirit, sought, looked, communed, and finally received and accepted a duty, if you will, to put forth his perceptions as they are given to him. And since it comes from the native or aboriginal structure or heritage, and I called this not by red man versus yellow man. I talk about connection with a greater spirit and an understanding of source and resource. And I think since we have time, it would be fun to share. And then we'll close this out. It's been a heavy day. But it's what we all need to hear. I need to hear that which I give unto you in the perspective of how you're receiving it. And it's a heavy load as you ones receive and make effort to in all times in clarity put exactly what is given. And it's a good opportunity for me to allow Dharma to hear that she does not change my work because she doesn't even recognize it. That is something that you ones must accept, because each of you receive. Your journey is different. And always there is that lack of conscious understanding. And you must know at that level of higher understanding that these things will not always make sense to you in your conscious thought patterns. She cannot equate what was just written with that which goes through her mind in a conscious state. That's just the way it is. And Silverhawk, for instance, has begun to perceive his mission, and it would be greatly similar to that of Little Crow, who has his own burdens at this moment. So we just patiently wait. God does everything in his proper time. And Silverhawk has listened well, and he is now going to share back with any who will listen to him what has been given to him in relationship to that which you are receiving. And I think it's fun to share. We have so little opportunity to sit together and share. And ultimately, that's where we must be, together and sharing. So I believe it would be an honor for us to share this.
We're nearing the end of the tape, so I think I'll turn it over now before we start.
Very good.
Tape, so...
Not overly. We have to put up with you.
Can you wait to talk for a few seconds while I turn the tape?
Well, I was just going to talk while you got to the end of the tape. We don't waste anything.
I'm going to turn the tape. Please mention the date.
This is November 8th, 1992. Are we on to a new tape?
Tape number two. Thank you.
Well, look around this little town. There would be at least 450, 500 houses for sale. Where will they end up? These ones are already going into bankruptcy. What is this going to do to the prices? Obviously, they're going to bottom out, aren't they? And when is this going to happen? Very soon. Because you've been told, and you've already witnessed it, one bank couldn't make it until after the election. The rest are being shored up until the payoffs are done. And then there'll be some little branches, you see, that do survive, and they will go ahead and process money. I didn't say act as a bank. I said process money. There are 100 of the banks waiting to fold. The FDIC cannot handle it. Cannot handle anything. It's already bankrupt. So they lied to you. But I don't want to get into the banking. I just want you to consider what is going to happen. And it always doesn't look like it's going in your direction, and it won't. But you do. If you're intelligent, in wisdom, you weigh the possibilities. And I will repeat to you, when one's asked for input in sincere desire to serve, other than in greedy, I want to hang on to everything and make my way at the expense of anybody, I'm sorry. You might as well lose right off the bat. I will not help such a game. But when one's asked in sincere desire to get through this, then you're going to get it. You're going to get the help that we can see. There won't be any perfect way for any one person. Don't you think they think it's perfect the way it's going at the level of the elite? And when one say, why don't you just show up and straighten this out? For who? For you? Or for them? Who is you and who are they? And who are you to judge that they don't deserve what you deserve? God doesn't work as does your judicial system. God is just and always responds. Always responds when petitioned. So you have to think out there in front of you. It's going to be done in the way of the human. There are no lessons to be learned by somebody else. doing it for you. So I will guard and I will guide. I will also discipline. And I will not fudge just to make it easy on you. If you cannot pull yourself out of your self-centered selfishness of me, so that everything that happens somehow was done just to get even with you, you're going to be stuck in that. The gifts flow when you give selflessly.